The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Navar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navar, certified financial planner at your service this morning, as well as Doug Neal, certified financial planner, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Hey, the gang's all here in the studio, and of course, Craig Montana piping your phone calls over here to us. Let me give you our 800 number. I know you've got questions. You've been thinking about stuff from the weekend. You're pondering things. Should I do this? What about that? Just talked to a couple of business owners in the area here who need a little guidance, not just for business stuff, but personal stuff. And if you own a business, a lot of times, both things are pretty much intertwined there.
Yes, that's
small
why you're,
business.
That's why you're working.
That's it. So we can talk about some of those issues that popped up. But if you've got questions, even if it's, am I okay in my 401k? For those of you who pulled out and went to cash just a few weeks ago, or maybe in January or February.
Kind of missed something.
Yeah. Well, so now I'm getting phone calls from people who did that, and they said, is it time for me to get back in? So we need to talk a little bit about some of this stuff as we go through the morning. But if you've got someplace to be, you need to get on with your day, whatever, we're going to hit a bunch of hot topics this morning. Talk about why things are surging on the markets. Should you, if you've been out, now come back in? Oh, Okay.
That's a tough one because is it?
Do you buy high?
Yeah, the market's higher than it was a month
after you just sold out low. So, you know, should you just sit out and, you know, all these different things? How do you look at these things and make these decisions, huh?
Yeah. Sometimes patience is a virtue.
Yep.
If
you have your strategy,
yes,
you don't have to worry about it.
If
so
you've
much.
Got something planned out ahead of time, so you're not just allowing yourself to be whipped around by whatever stuff is going on at the moment, and we'll talk about some of this. How can you help yourself with this? You know, honestly, there are ways to go. So we'll talk about all that. And, of course, if you've got questions, here's our 800 number, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. Folks, you don't have to go it alone. You got three really good financial brains with lots of years of experience.
And the price
right
is
here.
Price is right.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, we still do those free reviews. And now more than ever, you need to think about coming in and going over stuff. Are you in the right spot? If it's made you seasick, made you worried, going up and down, sideways, up and down, you know, maybe you need to just have somebody else take a look at things. You may not even know what's going on. A lot of people come in, and believe me, it's not a sin, it's not a crime, but you may not know exactly what you're invested in inside your 401k.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, hands in the audience, do you know what everything is inside of your 401k? Let me see.
Or how it works compared to what's going on in the marketplace.
All right, so let's talk about that. A lot of you raised your hands out there saying, well, sort of. And then most of you did not raise your hands. You don't know what's going on in that retirement plan, right? So let's talk about that. Questions in the meantime, 800-332-7879. Call us during the break. That's fine. We'll just have a private chat while the commercials are playing. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
We know College Station and the Brazos Valley. You've trusted us with your well-being and health. That's why we're excited about our new name, Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, College Station. It represents two nationally recognized leaders in healthcare, joining forces to strengthen the diagnostic and treatment services you've come to expect from us. Now, as a part of the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in Texas, we offer a wider network of medical expertise and resources. What does this mean to you and your family? The same physicians and healthcare professionals you know and trust, offering an enhanced ability to provide compassionate, patient-centered care. Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, College Station. Changing healthcare for life. For more information, visit collegestation.sw.org.
Not everyone has perfect vision, and many people won't admit they need bifocals. But at Dr. Gerald Tiaden's office, art and science work together so you can have corrected vision while looking like you have perfect 20/20 vision. Dr. Tiaden offers complete optometry and optical services, including tests for glaucoma, field of vision, fashion eyewear, contact lenses, invisible bifocals, and Costa sunglasses with or without a prescription. Call Dr. Tiaden at 836-3597 for your appointment. That's 836-3597, or go see them at 2448 Becker Drive.
Whether you're mowing, loading, or baling, Workmaster Utility Tractors from New Holland are tough, simple, affordable, and versatile. Washington County Tractor in Brunham, Navasota, Bryan, and Sealy have three models from 53 to 70 engine horsepower. You get 8x8 shuttle transmissions, rugged cast iron axles, and excellent 3-point hitch lift capacity. That's a lot of value. Make the move to a Workmaster Utility Tractor in New Holland. See these Workmaster tractors for yourself at WC Tractor in Brunham, Bryan, Navasota, or Sealy.
Washington County Tractor.
The LaRoche dealership gives folks like you the respect and service you deserve. LaRoche treats people right, giving their customers great deals on new and used cars and top-notch service after the sale. Plus, LaRoche has the vehicle you want, whether it's a work truck, a luxury ride, or an economical car with a low price and great gas mileage. Local merchants are your friends and neighbors and need your support to keep Burnham's economy strong and growing. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, your local dealership on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Astros baseball is on KWHI. Tune in to hear the Houston Astros baseball games on KWHI 1280 in Brenham, brought to you thanks to our Astros sponsors, Tegler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Family Motorsports and Toys, Rick J. Bison Associates, DDM Pipe and Steel, Cruzy Village, Caldwell's Kim Dry, J5 Tractors, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, Fireplaces, etc., and T3 Truck and Trailer. Please support our Astros sponsors. And for Astros baseball, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI 1280.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That's NEAL Financial. And where do we have our offices, Doug?
Downtown Brenham, 105 East Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
And then also in the Galleria, just off the Galleria, St. James and San Felipe. Easy to get to, easy to park, as long as it's not during rush hour.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there's only so much we can do there. But,
and so we'll meet you at either place.
Uh-huh.
In fact, today I've got a longtime client friend that's been trying to get together, and it was easier for her to come out here to Brenham
than
it was to go to Houston.
Well, you know, we have clients that are in the Cypress area, other places, and sometimes they like to just come out this direction.
And spend the day,
Spend a little time here, maybe have lunch. And
go to the shops.
Yeah, go to the shops and kind of piddle around. So glad to have you either place. And, of course, on our website. And, Jamie, what's our website?
It's moneymakeoverteam.com. That's moneymakeoverteam.com. Brand new website. Go by and check it out if you haven't been there in a while.
Yeah, you know, there's so many really good things to see there, how things work, whether it's an IRA, whether it's an education savings account. I just had a request from a pretty large company in Houston to go in and talk to people there on their employees, which we're a license to do, about just general investing and also how 529 college savings plans works, other kinds of college plans, right?
Yeah, that's a nice benefit that that company's offering. But
yeah.
One, we were able to tap in. They tapped into us because we can come teach them about it.
Yes.
Product neutral. We don't push any products because we're independent. But that's a pretty good benefit for that company. They're looking out for their employees.
Well, they have a quarterly meeting for their staff, their employees, and they do take care of them very well. My first meeting with their employees was about their 401k plan. Walked them through it. I did a couple of enrollments for them, even though that's not my plan, by the way. I am not the representative who put that plan in place. So I have nothing to do with that part of it. But I am able to go in and talk to their employees without a blowback on the management and owners and help their staff. So they like that. And then they've invited us back in to do some other different types of topics, including financial planning 101. How do you make a plan? What's important? How do you figure this stuff out? So those kind of things. We do those things for companies such as that one in Houston. But there are other companies out here and Central Texas in general. Glad to help you with that. So, again, if you want to have us come out, have a visit, help you, help your employees, great. Glad to do it. Or we also do speaking engagements all over the place, free of charge, and we do those as well. So let me give you our office phone number so you can call us and schedule some of these things or ask questions. 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903.
Now, you know, it is interesting how many times employers simply don't know all the things they can make available to their employees. The 529 plan is a really good example of that. Most employers aren't aware that they can offer to their employees by payroll deduction the ability to contribute to 529 plans, which are simply college education plans. And so it's a really good benefit that's made available to the employees. And, Tony, I know we've done a couple of presentations on that. Again, companies that we don't do any work with but wanted us to come in and talk to them about.
The other one that I noticed they inquired about was long-term care.
Yes.
How does that work, and can we do that, and what do you look at? And for a lot of people, it's starting to hit home because either their parents or themselves are getting to the point of, I need to look at that.
Well, and I've noticed this, too, with certain types of industries. Oil and gas is one of them, but they're hiring in professionals like engineers, petroleum engineers, guys and gals who know what they're doing after working for 20, 25 years or maybe longer for one of the big major oil companies. And now there's an oil services company that's hiring these people who are actually separated from service. They retired from
the first company.
Exxon, Chevron, whoever it is, right? And now they still want to, they're still young enough. They're still maybe 55 or 60 years old. And they want to still work and put some money away still. So now they got their pension, they got all their benefits, they got their 401k from their former employer. And now they're going to work for some of these engineering firms and continuing on. And that's a prime area where we go in and we help people with long-term care issues. Because when they've got an older portion of their base of employees, this company has about a third and a third and a third. They got real young ones. They got the middle, you know, 40s, 35 to 45, 50. And then they got these guys and gals who are 55 plus, and they're going to work another 10 to 15 years. So very interesting how this is breaking out, and they're now interested in employer-sponsored types of things for long-term care.
See, if you're trying to hire people and there's companies that are competing for that, because the expertise is what they're going after. That's the hard part, is the expertise. So why should they come work for you? Well, maybe you provide long-term care. Mm-hmm. Or if you're younger, maybe you need a disability plan for all the younger people so that you can pay, you know, if they get sick or hurt, that happens. Mm-hmm. So those are things that the employer can offer that are not real expensive,
yeah,
but are side benefits for group plans.
Well, or you can have a just an offering where the employee's going to pay the cost, right? And it's still going to be cheaper for the employee to buy it that way. So there's a lot of different things that you can do. Again, our number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Let's talk about this run-up we've had. We're at record highs again on the S&P 500.
Mm-hmm.
And now I know I've had a couple of phone calls from people who tell me that they've gotten out of their 401k. They went to cash in the 401k, not out of it, but they got out of any mutual fund types of investments that had stocks. And they did that back in February.
Back when the
market was...
January, February, the market was really down. It was a bad 2 months from looking at your statements.
Yeah, so now that we're up at all-time highs on the S&P 500 stock index, I'm getting calls from people who are not our clients, by the way. But are calling and saying, is now the time to get back in?
That's kind of like the donut hour.
At church.
At church, where they come up and, do you think I should get back in now? Should have never gotten out. Should have listened in the first place. But there again, if you were our client, we would have explained that to you and had a strategy. So don't give me any grief at the donut hour.
Well, I mean, you know, and that is part of the deal. You know, I, you know, kind of facetiously said patience is a virtue sometimes. But you can't react in emotional ways when it comes to the investing part. And we do see that quite often when, you know, things are going to happen. You know, when the Brexit news came out and the markets dropped.
It dropped big time in one day.
Yeah, and now we're back above where we were then. If you hadn't watched the news or had been out in the woods somewhere on vacation for a week and you came back and you missed all the Brexit news, you didn't hurt yourself because you didn't do anything.
Yeah, you didn't do anything.
But as we always like to say, though, and this is true, we can be our own worst enemies, right, in these kinds of situations, no matter what the Brits are doing or what's going on in the Middle East or, you know, various other. There's always something. We have an entire globe of people here, a huge amount of people, billions all around the world. Something's going to happen somewhere. Just about any old time. So if you're allowing yourself to be torn between up, down, sideways, up, down, sideways, and worse than that, you're listening to people who make money off of your fear. Come to my free seminar. Mm-hmm. How many of those have you heard? You know. So again, please be careful. Get a plan and come in for the free review. Absolutely, the price is right, you know?
And you know, things change, but your strategy, you get it set, and then as life goes on, there's a people I'm going to meet today. She might even be listening, I'm not sure. But
on the road, she may be.
She's very conservative and not. And so over the last year or two, he hasn't retired yet. She has. We've been moving more and more conservative. And so this last time... This year so far, when the market's been down, January, February, and then the Brexit thing, she's not down at all because we had it set up for her in some investments that had downside buffers and some that don't go down at all.
Yep.
We don't know what we're going to make on all those, but we're not going to lose anything on it. So she's going to be happy. And then there's also some other ones that for some growth, and they got some income producing things. But her strategy changed once she quit working, and we went more and more conservative. But that's still the strategy. And so that's what makes such a big difference, at why we keep talking on that one. If you got your strategy, it doesn't matter if the market drops 200 points, because it just doesn't matter. So come on in.
You know, when we do a lot of the free reviews, one of the things that we, whether it's the donut hour or free reviews or just meeting with people that you know, And one of the things you're always leery of is those who are unhappy because of they say, well, my portfolio is not performing.
Oh, yeah.
Or I have a bad 401k plan at work.
Yes.
They blame the provider, whether it's some big company like Fidelity or Vanguard. Well, they just have bad stuff in there.
Because really, most of the time, if you're working with an advisor or someone who kind of has a plan for you, they have a strategy in place. That means that sometimes the portfolio is going to do poorly. Sometimes the portfolio is going to do well. You just have to have the patience to stick with it. And those of you who are constantly jumping around, I would say you need to reevaluate, take that risk profile, and
yes.
see if the strategies that are being used are compatible with exactly what your expectations are.
Mm-hmm. So, again, it's really getting a firmer foundation, not just physically on what kinds of things you have that you're dealing with in your life. And a lot of us deal with property, real estate, real property, ranches, things like that, and that, or a business, and that goes in the mix with everything else that's going on in our lives. How do we blend all these things, make sense of them, and go forward in a meaningful way?
It's kind of interesting with the downturn in the price of oil, the cost, the price of a barrel of oil. Not one person who is receiving income from oil is called wanting to sell their well.
Oh. That's right. Nobody wanted to sell the wells. Their income went down, but they're not selling the wells.
No.
And also, sometimes a strategy isn't just you come in, you're done, and forget it. Mm. I know we've had last week we had a phone call for about the fourth time with one of our clients that I'm not going to say where he's from, but he doesn't live in Brenham. But he just wanted to go over again. How's this working? How are we doing? His strategy was holding steady. And after we talked, he said, okay, I guess I just needed to hear
he
it.
He needed to hold hands over the phone, and that's fine.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
I would rather have that because then he understood again why we have things positioned the way they are and why we're in this product or that investment.
Or, we have something over here that's managing downside risk, right, when things go down. But you have something else over here that's really doing nicely when things go up. So how do you balance these things? And what parts of things are most important for him as an individual, for instance, to make sure that his income monthly does not change?
Right. And he just wanted to basically review again. It's just that every time something goes down in the market, he likes to review again.
Oh, and that's
he's retired. It's important.
It's really a good thing to review those things periodically. There are a lot of things that you simply don't have enough information about, and Doug, you and I, with our teaching backgrounds, we know that what you talked about yesterday, you don't remember 90% of it. So to try and remember all the different reasons that you're doing what you're doing inside of your investment portfolio, it's just tough to remember all of those things.
And then how they work.
How they work, yeah.
Yeah, because some of those things, the annuities or the life insurance or the open-ended funds, how do they work? And so many people just get snowed, but that's okay. You keep asking, keep learning. It's a journey. It's a process. It's not a one-time deal.
And it makes you a little bit vulnerable, too, to some of the negative press that comes out regarding the different types of investments that are available to you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you hear something, you go, oh, what do you say? I think I have that.
Yeah.
Well, you may have that, but the negative part of it, you probably already talked about that before, and it's probably not affecting your investment at all.
Right.
Yeah, just because of a word or two association doesn't mean that much, so be careful.
Yeah, so how do you still tread water, and where are we, by the way, in the great scheme of things? Yeah. Everybody still remembers back to 2008 and 2009. Are things really any better? Well, we're going to go and look at the real facts. Yes, actual numbers. And then you can judge for yourself where there might be some opportunities and whether we are really any better or not. Meantime, got a question? We got your answers right here with the Money Makeover team. Tony, Doug, Jamie, all here waiting for your call. Here's our number to call us now with a question. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Call us now. We'll talk with you one-on-one while the commercials are rolling for the Money Makeover Show.
Bus driver, please look for me. 'Cause I couldn't bear to see what I might see.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Since 1972, Korth & Linke Welding has been serving this area with welding expertise. They pride themselves on using top-quality materials and craftsmanship in every job. In-shop and portable welding, general steel fabrication, complete trailer repair and hookups, part service, wrought iron fencing, farm and ranch entrances, and custom design fabrication are the services they offer. Korth & Linke conducts business with integrity, honesty, and professionalism. Stop by 705 South Bluebell Road with your next project or idea. Visit them online at Korth & Linke. LinkyWelding.com.
Brenham Tire and Auto is a full-service repair and tire shop at 605 South Bluebell Road. Since 1981, Shannon and Dodie Mayer are second-generation owners of a family-run business. If you're a customer, you know they take care of business. If not, call or stop by. It may be the best experience you've ever had in an automotive shop. Their philosophy is, if you don't need it, they won't sell it. So for minor to major repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles, check out Brenham Tire and Auto online at BrenhamTire.com or like them on Facebook. Or call 836-4811.
When it comes to something as important as your prescription drugs, better call on the pharmacy in Brenham with the reputation of quality and integrity. Call Medical Arts Pharmacy, owned and operated by the Sonnenberg family for over 50 years in Brenham. Are you ready to sign up for Medicare prescription drug coverage? Confused about what plan to choose? Make a list of your current medicines and then call Medicare at 1-800-633-4227 for help deciding which plan is best for you. For pharmacists you can trust, visit Medical Arts Pharmacy in Brenham.
Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive.
Jump in, now we're living in the moment. Take a joyride on a water slide. How I wish this day would last.
More ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Hold on to every moment, the hottest, coolest time. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just listen to music for a while.
Yeah, we're just kind of rocking on here. Just sort
Everybody's
of rocking on.
Listening to the studio.
All of us old people.
Yeah, if you know and recognize these songs, you really need to have your plan together, your act together, about what you're going to do with the rest of your life as far as money is concerned. Where's it going to come from?
Yeah, congratulations, you're still around.
That's right.
Yeah, you're going to be living to spend it, baby. So, again, free review, glad to have you come by the office or call us. And, you know, we do have an office here in Brenham. We got another one about a mile and a half from the Galleria in Houston. We're licensed as financial planners and advisors in 19 of these great United States of America states. So glad to help you any way we can. Again, our office number, I think Sharon's there this morning, Brent's there. If you want to reserve a time to even just call us and ask us a question, that's fine. If you want to come by for that free review while you got a little bit of time this summer, fine. Love to have you. Love to meet you. Here's our number, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. Well, let's touch on a topic that I found fascinating. I didn't even know. All right. This is why we all work together.
Yeah, I was reading.
I didn't even know this was available. I figured there was something out there, and I have had to go and look for things for people that they inherited or went to the state of Texas and the unclaimed property or whatever. How do you do these things? There is another resource here for checking on something that you may have coming your way that would be money for you, and it doesn't cost anything to check it out.
Yeah, on these hot summer days, I was out, instead of being outside, I thought I'd sit inside and read some magazines, catch up on some things. So I found this out of the Annuity News and Lifelines, June edition. I'm sure all of you have that on your shelf, don't
sure.
you?
Yeah,
yeah. I'm sure it's in the library. Yeah, I know you do.
Okay.
Okay, but that had this good article, how to check if you are the beneficiary of an unclaimed life insurance death benefit.
Okay, so how you can have Great Aunt Martha or somebody else somewhere.
Could be uncle, aunt, brother.
Could be a parent.
Could be, yeah. Could be a parent. Because
How many times?
Yeah. Anyway, if you've ever purchased a Powerball or Mega Millions lottery ticket, what were your chances of winning? Like 1 in 292 million? But an unclaimed life insurance death benefit, you have a 1 in 600 chance.
Wow, that's not bad.
That. Okay, and then what happens is the benefit.
I'd be real interested to see how they found that statistic where that came from.
Because they have like $1 billion in life insurance proceeds waiting to be claimed by beneficiaries.
Now, see, that's what's interesting about it.
So there's $1 billion in death payouts off of life insurance policies that nobody is collecting.
And guess what? Remember, what's interesting about death benefits is how do you receive them?
Tax-free.
Tax-free.
So, and the range anywhere from $2,000 been as high as $300,000. That's a little more unusual because usually if somebody figures out that one. But a lot of little benefits. Sometimes they're on credit cards ahead, little death claims or whatever. Mm-hmm. They come from a lot of different places.
Right. Or like those little, you know, you get this stuff in the mail all the time. You know, here's a $8,000 or $10,000 life insurance that you can buy through the auto club or whatever it may
That's
be.
Right.
You know, and it's really basically what we call a burial policy. It's enough money to plant you in the ground with a funeral in most cases, not all. But, you know, you can get these with no health checkup, no questions asked. And a lot of folks just pick these things up.
And don't tell anybody.
And they don't tell anybody. And they put, you know, somebody on as the beneficiary. You need to put a beneficiary on there. And it's sitting over there at unclaimed. And that may be something to check on.
Right. There's no formal database for all life insurance policies. So tracking them down, it's not too hard, but it's not as easy as you'd like it to be. But there's some easy steps to do. Number one, if you know the person, if it's an aunt, uncle, or something like that, look through, this is what you do anyway as an executor, you look through the checkbook. Are there any payments going to insurance companies? Sometimes they just paid quarterly, sometimes annually, so it may only show up once.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to look back at least 12 months in bank statements or whatever, or if there's in the mail, are there dividend statements from an insurance company, or are there notices or statements, something to that effect, and you got to track it down that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the insurance is not claimed, the death benefit, it goes to the state property, unclaimed property from in the state that the policy was purchased. So it could be in Ohio, could be Minnesota, could be Wyoming. You don't know.
Yeah, wherever that person was residing, right?
Right. So that's one thing is you look through the checkbooks, old bank records, premium statements, dividend notices, and then you could look at each state has a state
unclaimed property.
Yeah, unclaimed property fund. And there's also a website here. It's the National Association of Insurance Commissioners website.
NAIC.
NAIC. It's that's too long of a website to say on the air, but it's basically orphaned policy type thing. And that one can help you locate insurance department who can assist you in identifying carriers who may have issued a policy on the deceit. But also you can check with the state's unclaimed property office. That one you can just go online, you know, state of Texas. Or there's another one, the National Association of Unclaimed Property Administrators. I didn't know there was such a thing.
Yeah.
National Association of Unclaimed Property Administrators, and that's www.unclaimed.org. That's not too hard.
All right.
Unclaimed.org. And that doesn't have to be just life insurance. Could be anything. But that's one place that death benefits would be. And apparently this came out of a reprint in this magazine from a Consumer Report article from quite a few years
ago. Well, and I will tell you that I found an annuity for a family member that they didn't know that their dad had taken out many years ago. And so here was this little-known fact, and went to the unclaimed property division of a state where this parent had lived. And let's see, this annuity was bought back in the late 1980s when interest rates on annuities were...
In the teens?
And so whatever it had started out as being, and it wasn't an awful lot put in there, maybe a few thousand dollars, whatever it was. Anyway, as of about, I think it was 3 years ago when we found that, guess what? $250,000.
Whoa.
Yeah. You
that's
never know, do you?
Yeah, that's right.
You never know. And these, and again, give these websites out again. Let's make sure you got a pencil and paper or some device to write this on. Go ahead.
Well, the National Association of Unclaimed Property Administrators. I'd go there first, and then I'd look at the state of Texas. But that one is www.unclaimed.org. Unclaimed.org.
Okay.
And that'd be a place to start, and then you look up the state of Texas and type in unclaimed property, and that'd be next best. But if you move down from other states, you know, family came over, or you lived, especially people that lived in the oil, work in the oil industry, they tend to go all over the world.
Well, what's interesting, too, is I have gotten, I don't get them all the time, but enough to where it's a concern of families who are survivors is they go through all of the paperwork and they find old policies. Well, when they look at the carrier, they say, well, this carrier doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens when that occurs is, generally speaking, when you have a policy and you can't find the name of the company anywhere, somebody has bought that company.
Yes, that's right.
There's been a lot of mergers, and it makes it really tough to find what the benefits are. And so you have to kind of be able to track. Now, the fact that, Doug, you and I have been around insurance companies for such a long time, sometimes we know about some of these.
Because we've heard the name.
Because we've heard the name say, well, so-and-so bought, so-and-so bought, so-and-so, you know. But, you know, going back and checking checkbooks and so forth, sometimes that doesn't always help.
No.
Because sometimes the policies may be paid up.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They may be reduced paid up. They haven't written checks to these companies for a long time, but the benefits don't go away. And that's how it ends up in the unclaimed division. Yeah.
Well, the other thing that I have seen, too, is when the relative or individual was employed by a state position or something like that, where they had money through their insurance programs or their retirement plans, and nobody knew who they put on as beneficiaries on those things, and they pass away, and it's all sitting there, that money's sitting around there. So if you know somebody is a teacher or was or some of these other professions where they have some of these types of plans and programs and pensions and stuff, sometimes it's worth looking at.
Yeah, that's a good point, and a good point you made, Jamie, because I remember when we were little, it was very popular to get a $500 life insurance policy from fraternal organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Well, both those two Lutheran ones, they're no longer, names are there anymore. They've merged and they've done some other things, but those policies are still good. They're still there, and they're, most of them are paid up by now, too.
Right. That's the thing that I come across most of the time is that they go through records, go through old paperwork, And, you know, especially if it's your parents, they haven't told you all of the things that they had.
Sure.
That you don't talk
or they
to
forget.
Yeah, they forget that it ends up being buried somewhere and you're going through stuff.
Yep.
I did get a call this past year on when it was a $350 policy, but they wanted to find it.
Yeah, $350. Okay, yeah.
It was $350, you know.
Tax-free.
Tax-free.
And, you know, they called me and said, Jamie, do you know anything about this? I said, well, no, I don't, but who's the carrier? And they told me, I said, well, I think such and such, you know, and I said, yeah.
So bought it
and so, you know,
changed the name.
All they had to do was go back. Now, what's interesting is when you call the insurance company, because these are so old, it's not on records anywhere. It's on paper somewhere that they have to go back and find.
Or they've got microfilm,
and you just
microfish, whatever those things are called.
Yeah, so you just have to push it. Because it's not going to be easy for them to find it either.
Yeah, they're not going to want to spend the time to find a $350 policy that was 50 years old.
But they're obligated.
Yeah, and there are ways to search for other things, whether it's a stock and stock certificates. Sometimes
those can be real difficult, too.
Yeah, that can be very tricky and tough to do. But there are ways to go about these things, and sometimes they will end up being as cheated, as we say, to the state of wherever the individual lived. Mm-hmm. So, unclaimed property, yeah, the treasure hunt goes on.
1 in 600 chance.
Woo-hoo! Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Right. At least on the insurance part of it, anyway. You got questions? Did you miss something that we said about this? Yeah. Here's our number. Give us a call during the break. We'll talk to you one-on-one. We'll give you those phone numbers and websites again. And here's our number right now on the air. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. If you call us right now, we'll be playing commercials, so you just talk one-on-one with us in private, and we'll give you that info. 800-332-7879. Give us a call now on the Money Makeover Show.
You buy with $135. A miter saw, coffee maker, a tire. $135 doesn't go very far anymore. But at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, you can buy a way to maintain your land. $135 a month can put a 32 horsepower tractor in your garage. $135 gets you peace of mind with a 30-32E John Deere tractor and a 6-year powertrain warranty. The friendly folks at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment would love for you to go check out this capable compact or visit cptractor.com.
Summer has arrived. Need a new water well to supply water to your livestock, lawn and garden, or new home? JB Water Well Service is just a call away at 979-830-0625. Call now to ensure you have the water you need during the hot, dry summer weather. For an existing well system, JB Water Well Service can perform a complete systems check to ensure it's working properly to start watering the yard and filling the swimming pool or stock tank. JB Water Well Service offers free estimates for water well drilling, water testing, pump service, and repairs, water conditioning, filter systems, and trenching. Call 979-830-0625. Today to schedule repairs or to visit with Justin of JB Water Well Service about a new well, pump, water conditioning, or filtration system. And find out everything that JB Water Well Service has to offer when you visit them online at jbwaterwellservice.com. JB Water Well Service, licensed and insured in Texas and servicing Washington and the surrounding counties. Call 979-830-0625.
The Brenham Saddle Shop has work boots for the working man. Work boots by Twisted X, Ariat, Red Wing, Justin, Chippewa, Rocky, and John Deere. These boots are comfortable, durable, and rugged, and available in soft and safety toe. They have sizes to fit almost everyone up to size 15 and styles to please. The Brenham Saddle Shop is your work boot headquarters. Family-owned and operated for 56 years on Highway 290 East Frontage Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 5:30. Layaway available.
The City of Brenham invites you to the free Hot Nights Cool Tunes Concert this Saturday night on the downtown courthouse square with the Texas Unlimited Band.
It's free and easy, down the road I go.
Texas Unlimited Band, playing a mix of country, old school rock and roll, 80s, and today's hits. Sponsored by Woodson Lumber Company, Remax Advantage, K's Mud Hut, Doggy Resort and Ranch, and Branded Boutique. The free concert starts at 7 o'clock Saturday night in downtown Brenham. And the Stray Cats Car Club will host a classic car cruising on the streets. Downtown merchants and vendors will be selling food and drinks. So all you need to bring is your own lawn chairs, your family, and your friends.
On your sugar,
Hot nights. Cool Tunes, Downtown Brenham, this Saturday night at 7. With Texas Unlimited Band, sponsored by Brandon Boutique, Woodson Lumber Company, Remax Advantage, and Kay's Mud Hut Doggy Resort and Ranch. A free concert by the city of Brenham. Next Saturday, July 23rd. Don't miss the return of the Grooves.
It's enhancing drugs were used in the making of this promo. The KWHI Morning Crew has been training all winter for the upcoming KWHI Summer Games with prizes of Olympic proportion. We're bringing Rio to you for your chance to take home the gold. When you hear the sounds of the Summer Games, let the games begin. Be caller 6 at 836-9937. Caller 6 will get to test their skill in the KWHI Summer Games for a chance to win prizes of Olympic proportions, like tickets to Splashway Water Park in Sheridan, Whitewater Amphitheater in New Braunfels, Grand Station Entertainment in College Station, and skating at Silver Wings Ballroom, as well as a grand prize two-night stay at the Guadalupe River Houses in New Braunfels. The KWHI Summer Games are brought to you by
Buddy's Appliances, Horseshoe Junction Family Fun Park, Select Furnishings and Finance, Topper's Liquor and Wine in Brenham.
The KWHI Summer Games, only on Friendly Country KWHI 1280 in Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Okay, and in the interest of covering all kinds of topics here, our erstwhile guy who runs things for us, Craig Montana, has pointed out the big story in the day of sporting type of activities, and that is that the UFC, the people who dump each other inside of a cage.
Wild way of putting it.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that outfit owned by a guy named Dana White was just sold for $4 billion.
Saying he owned that himself.
Wow.
Doesn't live in Brenham, though, does he?
He hasn't come in for his free review.
That's right. He hasn't come in for
well,
his free review.
Don't be laughing. Remember, who was the guy that owned the, was it Tampa Bay Buccaneers? The family had to sell the football team?
No, that was Joe Robbie at Miami Dolphins.
Oh, the Dolphins. The Dolphins had to be sold to pay the estate taxes because Mr. Robbie didn't do his planning.
Right. That's
hello.
Right.
Doesn't matter how much you got.
Yeah, $4 billion. Uncle Sam will take 55% of that.
And not only that, but look who just died recently, too, that had a big bunch of money. Prince.
Yep.
Had nothing going on with his estate planning or his planning of any kind. I mean, it doesn't matter. You can be really super rich, and you can still screw up. So don't feel bad if you haven't done anything, haven't looked anything over, haven't gotten organized. We're here to help you. Glad to do that. Our number, again, come in and just talk things over. Are you on the right track? Do you even know what you have? And how does it work? I just talked to a very recognizable business owner in this area over the last few days, and this gentleman did not know anything about how he was going to pass his business on.
Succession planning is one of the most overlooked things for business owners.
And not only that, but he also was going to start, he had this great idea, and so did his spouse, that they were going to start giving their real estate property, ranches, et cetera, to their kids while they were alive.
Not normally a good idea.
Was it a good idea or not? He didn't know there could be a downside to that that was going to cost his kids a bundle later on. So, possibly. So, again, no real planning going on here. And we're always delighted to help out. I mean, this guy was fixing some stuff at the house, and he was like, really?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that. I mean, he's like peppering me with questions while he's, got drills and wrenches. And he's like, really? So, again, he got a free consultation.
That's right.
He got a little free review right there. So, gosh darn, give us a call at the office. Glad to do the same for you. At 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. 1-800-259-9803.
That reminds me of people want advice, they want information, but they want to make sure that you're not getting taken advantage of.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
But I was sitting around. This wasn't donut hour. This was after a round of golf, and we're sitting around having some adult beverages that were nice and icy
cooling off.
And these guys I didn't know too well. They're in the neighborhood. I've met them a couple times, and so they once they found out what we did, they started asking questions. How's this? How's that? What should we do? But, man, you need to come in for your free review instead of just trying to pepper somebody who you only know. Hopefully you guys are listening today. Come on in.
Well, we don't mind being peppered when we're on the air here, though.
Right.
That's why we have an 800 phone line, 800 number for you guys to call out there, because we'd rather you at least start a conversation, maybe even ask a question that we probably won't have time to answer fully on the time allotment we have on the program, but at least you can get started, and you can always call us later on at the office and ask your question when we got a little bit more time.
Yeah, because I mean that type of example. I mean, you're only beginning to scratch the surface, not get down to really all the things that really need to be talked about. But there are so many different things, phases of your financial life for your family and your business that need to be taken care of.
And you can't answer simple questions. Well, should I get out of the market now? Or should I get in the market? Well, I don't. Depends. What do you have?
Remember, if you're the one who's going, well, things feel better now, so now it's time to go back in. Hey, you know, yeah. Then you're doing what everybody always says not to do, right?
Yeah.
Well, you're feeling good. You're feeling better. Wow, you're afraid you're missing out on some money, and now you want to come back in and stuff. So please don't let those kind of things happen to you. Have something planned out in advance so you can actually, you know, approach things rationally.
Yeah, and there are specific steps to take on strategy and on the financial planning part.
Mm.
Quickly, is you got to have your risks taken care of, which is your insurances. You need a cash reserve of some time to protect, because bad things happen. Air conditioners quit, especially
sure.
when it's this hot.
Yeah, I just had that experience.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Things like that. And you know, and then you look at your investments in that order. I mean, real simple, but that's how you maintain a good financial plan. So that was it.
Well, and sometimes it's helpful to come in before you make a decision, make sure that you do know all of the ins and outs of those particular products, as we see that happen too.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So, questions, how do things work? Does it work for you? That's a really important part also. Glad to help you out there. Again, here's our number. Give us a call and decide to come in for that free review. You're more than welcome. We'd enjoy meeting you. 979-836-2903.
See you Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.